You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Russell Gong and Achal Patel are co-founders of Cabinet, a New York-based direct-to-consumer company selling over-the-counter health essentials. From cold and flu, allergy, sleep, and pain relief, Cabinet is geared towards stripping away the lack of clarity around how to use medicines and providing you with advice and knowledge on what you're buying and taking. During the coronavirus pandemic, their essential kits have been in high demand, especially under lockdown from both individuals and healthcare workers. They've built a lot of goodwill as well by adopting a pay-what-you-can policy, and they've even partnered with Uber to ensure safe delivery. And it's a time that has allowed both founders to really connect with customers about their core mission as a brand, an interesting journey considering they only launched in late 2019. The pair met about 8 years ago while building Deloitte's social innovation arm, working with entrepreneurs to build and scale impact-driven businesses. And the more they got to know each other, the more they thought they might make a great team in creating a company dedicated to social and environmental impact, which could also be a profitable venture. Here's Achal now, followed by Russell, with the story of Cabinet.
Along that journey of us having that opportunity to work together, I shared a lot of my personal background with Russ as well. And so for me, being in healthcare is something that I was born into. Literally 55 years ago, my grandfather built a paracetamol factory from the ground up in India. And ever since building that factory, it really set off a legacy in my family of working in healthcare with a real mission focus. For him, that was focused on ethical working conditions, good wages, educational programs for factory workers. And what that set off is aunts and uncles in the medicine industry, parents as physicians, you know, brother working at a big healthcare system, often joke that my family dinners are sometimes like board meetings. But more importantly for me, medicine has always been something about bettering the human experience, about being there for someone and caring for someone, and ultimately giving them a quality product that helps them feel better. And as we looked at the medicine industry, really what I saw in a retail store, the way that I myself interacted with physicians, was really disconnected from my personal experience growing up in this space with a mom who I could call and talk to whenever I had health issues, or aunts and uncles who were making the medicine in a way that's very different than what people conceive of Big Pharma as. And really for us at Cabinet, thinking about how do we bridge that gap, humanize that medicine experience the way that it was truly meant to be, is really what excites us and is kind of how my personal background connects to what we're building today.
You know, there's a number of ways. I think first for us, it's about this idea of care and how do we make health essentials more easy. For us today, that's in the form of kits. It's in the form of having access to a care service team that helps you actually understand what you need, and if you actually don't need anything, pointing you in the right direction. More broadly for us, it's this constant focus on improving our products for being more sustainable, as well as trying to have more innovative ways that we can address the user experience.
Really directly, we sell 30 over-the-counter medicines and health remedies, primarily sold through kits built around life moments and seasons. So rather than purchasing one of 100 brands, thousands of options that are typically strewn about in American pharmacy, what Cabinet does is simplify that choice for you based around what you actually need to be prepared for. Sending your kid off to college, we have a kit for that. Being prepared for allergy season, we'll have a kit for that. Moving into your new small apartment in New York City, we'll give you a Cabinet kit for that. And ultimately, the way that we curate that is through our physician and pharmacist network, thinking about what are the needs of an average human in these different life moments, and how can we simplify that decision-making process where you don't have to worry about how do I pick the right brand, what are the right active ingredients that I can't pronounce in my medicines, but rather simplify that choice, buy a kit, and be ready for life. Ultimately, though, where we want to take that is not just simplifying that choice for consumers, but how we make that entire experience from selection to storage to usage to ultimately end of life of the physical product more environmentally sustainable, a better consumer experience, and a better educational experience for our customers as well. So today, Cabinet really looks at convenience and care as let's help you make the right decisions and be prepared for what you need. What we're building towards is helping you understand what's in your medicine, where it comes from, and what you should and shouldn't be drinking or eating with that particular medicine, ultimately building a more educated, informed consumer, which is kind of the world that we believe in at Cabot. I think for decades, we've been reliant upon pharmaceutical companies to kind of tell us what to take, and brands have been built around that. Like, the things that people identify as medicines, they're not the active ingredients. They're the brand names that have had billions of dollars of marketing attributed to them so that you know that acetaminophen is actually a large brand name starting with the word T. And for us, really, what you should understand is, what is that product? What does it do to your body? And do you need it or do you not need it? And I think for us, coming from a background of medicine, entrepreneurs and healers in my family, we look at those as scientific problems where you should actually understand your medicine on a chemical basis. You should understand like what your spectrum of options are when you have a cold. It shouldn't just be the orange box on the shelf, but you should also consider things that are traditional Eastern medicine, you know, things that might not be over-the-counter medicines if you choose not to use that. And ultimately for us, what we want to do is better inform our customers to make that decision around their health, whether that's using a cabinet over-the-counter product that's produced with factories my family's worked with generations, or it might be a more natural remedy that, you know, you're more comfortable with. That's fine with us, and we want to empower you to have the information to make that choice yourself.
It's a really interesting learning that Acciona have had over the course of our launch to throughout the pandemic. You know, just to share, I think we launched the company in late 2019 with this idea of being ready for life, that you can be prepared for life's unexpected moments by having the things that you need for it. And for us, that was kits in terms of travel or a new home or being a new father or mother. You know, we launched that pre-COVID, and as COVID hit, you know, certainly that context started to change. And that's where really the brand ethos on preparedness didn't shift. It was just much more accelerated towards the times. And I remember when COVID hit, I live in Brooklyn, New York, and that same night that, you know, the shutdown was announced, my fiance and close family members lost their jobs. And it was, you know, that time I called Achelle and thought, you know, wow, there's going to be a lot of people hurting today. What can we do with our brand? So we launched what we call our pay what you can policy, which was dynamic pricing for people who've fallen on hard times. And how that worked was simply they just direct messaged us through Instagram or shot us a note to say, you know, if they could pay for anything. If they couldn't, you know, we'd send them medicines on us. You know, as we think on a macro level, we look at the pandemic, that represented, I think, roughly 36 million jobs lost over the course of the pandemic. And for us as a business, we saw thousands of tickets of people asking for health essentials, sharing their challenges. And, you know, that was chapter one for us in learning during this time. I think chapter two was really about understanding the surge that the pandemic had on the healthcare world. You know, shortly after the shutdown, I get a call from Achelle, and we're talking but typical business, and I can hear in his voice is a little bit concern. His mother is a physician in Southern Virginia, and you know, asked him what's going on, and his concern for his mother was, I think for us, a personification of what we were seeing more larger in the healthcare system. You know, it was that same day that we launched a healthcare campaign focused on helping frontline workers, healthcare workers. That was a significant discount. And similarly, you know, if they still couldn't pay, we would send them products to help them. And Daniel, the types of inquiries that we got from different communities was astounding. We got thousands of customer inquiries from doctors and nurses who, you know, the night before pulled a 48-hour shift plus helping COVID-positive patients. As they go home, you know, trying to go to a regular pharmacy, they're met with empty shelves. And there's something wrong about that. And so we got countless tickets from not just hospitals and clinics, but also, you know, National Guard units, frontline workers. And so, you know, we launched this campaign. Further, we partnered with Uber in New York to deliver medicine essentials within 15 to 30 minutes. And then we even rented out a Sprinter van to do medical drop-offs and cookies as well for different hospitals. You know, it's important to note too that this was during the time where the Black Lives Matter movement really came to the fore due to the unjust killing of George Floyd. And this is where we see our brand learning about how do we center ourselves now in what was an economic crisis, a public health crisis, and now quite literally a social revolution. And I think the big learnings for us as a brand is, as a healthcare brand, is, you know, first and foremost, pushing anti-racist messaging to support what we believed is a just social revolution, but also, you know, towing that right balance to make sure people are safe in the public healthcare crisis, and are finding ways to support that also, you know, maintain the level of safety within COVID.
For us at Cabinet, there are these four pillars of health. The first is, what do you need or take to not get sick in the first place? That might have to do with your diet. It might be the vitamins that you have, the things that you avoid in this day and age in terms of touching your face and other things. The second pillar for us at Cabinet is more acute remedies. So once you are sick, what are the things that you would take to remedy that? Whether that's a headache, a cough, an allergy symptom. Eventually, some of those might be prescriptions as well. But we look at it very much in that bucket of what are the things that we can do to help you alleviate some of the pain or symptoms that you have. The third kind of pillar of health for us at Cabinet is really around the information and care that comes with that product. So, you know, having a physical product that's a tablet or a soft gel or a powder, that's one thing, but understanding what it actually does to your body, understanding the ingredients in it, and understanding what your options are is a critical part of care and something that we want to extend to our customers. And then the final fourth pillar of care for us is really acknowledging that environmental health is inextricably linked to your physical health. So how do we as a medicine and healthcare company actually play a role in reducing our own environmental footprint so that when our customers are buying from us, we're not contributing to an issue of polluted air quality around them at a city or literally billions of plastic bottles floating in oceans or in landfills. I share that vantage point on health because I think, you know, for too long we've thought of it as like prescription or not prescription or vitamins or not vitamins. Whereas in reality, for a normal consumer, all of those interplay. And for us at Cabinet, it's about how do we tell that story in a way that's really simple for our consumers.
Russell Gong and Achal Patel, co-founders of Cabinet. You can learn more at wearecabinet.com. My thanks to both for sharing their story and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.